The international peace activists concluded their four-day humanitarian mission in besieged Gaza. Before departing Gaza seaport towards Cyprus, the Free Gaza activists promised to come back again soon in order to break the wall of silence and siege that is surrounding Gaza and isolating it from the rest of the world.
Our first trip in August proved that it was possible to break the siege, and the second trip has confirmed it. We will be coming again and again and again and again until we can break through this silence in the international community, this lack of will in the international community.
Yes, definitely, and that's our plan, is to keep coming back just as often as we can, definitely every month, and I'll certainly be coming back on one, two, three, if not more, of the trips.
Amid the presence of Gaza people and officials who had come to bid farewell to them, the pro-Palestinian activists held a final press conference and called upon the international community and the freedom-loving people all over the world to intervene in order to break the Israeli siege.
I want to say to the international community, do everything you can to help the people of Gaza end the siege and their right to go to their families.
As the hopefulists ended their mission to Gaza, the European campaign to break the siege in Gaza is preparing to send a massive international parliamentarian delegation to Gaza via sea next week.
Now we are leaving, and again there are new messages. The first one, that this will not be the last trip, and the next one will be within days with loads of parliamentarians, European parliamentarians on board.
25 internationals out of 27 on board the hope boat have left besieged Gaza through the Palestinian territorial waters, leaving behind 1.5 million Palestinians imprisoned in the world's largest open-air prison created due to Israeli blockade. The third breaking boat of the Gaza siege has left the coastal strip. The international activists promised to come back again with more boats loaded with activists, parliamentarians, as well as medicine. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza Seaport.